Bohemian Grove was founded in 1878 by the Bohemian Club, which was formed in 1872. It is 2,700 acres of private land in Montreal, California, where every summer in July, hundreds of the most powerful and influential men attend what is known as the Cremation of Care ceremony. An early version of it was photographed in 1915 and published by National Geographic. In 1989, a writer for Spy magazine infiltrated Bohemian Grove and mentioned the Cremation of Care ceremony, but did not mention the effigy. The article mostly focused on powerful drunk men dressing in drag and engaged in homoerotic behavior. In 2000, when Alex Jones captured the ceremony on video, you can see an effigy, a model of a person to be destroyed, being burned alive in a ritual sacrifice.
Midsummer sets us free!
Around the time that Alex Jones was there filming it, musician Kid Rock was there as a guest.
Did you?
You went to the Grove?
Yeah. It was the first evening, and you gather around whatever, the owl by this lake, if I remember correctly, which could be a little hazy. It was a long time ago. And, like, I've heard about this place. I'm like, this is real here, right? And it's just a trove of celebrities. I met, like, Paul Pelosi and his son.
Oh, boy.
And, like, Chris Matthews. Like, you know, and,
oh,
but
okay.
I was hanging out with them. We were having cool conversations.
That's
kind of weird. And then they asked me, like, I had to come play my guitar.
Oh, no.
And, like, sing at one of these camp things. And I was like, I feel so used. I feel so dirty.
The oldest religion on earth can still be found within many secret societies, the New Age movement, and hiding within many churches, mosques, and synagogues. The basis of this ancient religion is the attainment of counsel from advanced entities for one to gain earthly wealth and power. These advanced entities have a hunger for human life, which is how human sacrifice factors into this ancient transaction. By 2012, a handful of men were making individual claims that they witnessed human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove. Peter Chernoff says that the men taking part in the sacrifice went on to hold various positions of power in society.
Peter, you've witnessed children being sacrificed at the Grove?
You know, I did. At the Bohemian Grove, I was involved in a rather private ritual, Catholic, Nazi, satanic in nature, a service, a working, if you will, with nine relative unknowns at the time, so to speak. Willie Brown, Arlen Specter, Barney Frank, Roger Mahoney, Ratzinger, who's now the Pope, Robert Byrd, George Bush Sr., and Warren Buffett, and the master of ceremonies was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino. The cremation of care, what it is, really, it's a discussion regarding population control. They're making decisions as to what group of millions of people they're going to genocide next. And we all have seen the genocides over the last 10, 15 years for anybody that's paying even a modicum of attention.
Over the years, other people have snuck inside to take video.
No way. Bohemian Grove. I made it.
In a phone conversation published by former Project Veritas employee Justin Leslie, James O'Keefe is asked about his recent attendance at the Bohemian Grove.
I was just a guest. I didn't see anything wrong there. Some of our people that I've known for many years were there. If I saw something, I wouldn't tell you, but you know, I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and I didn't see anything. And there's a lot of people that support us that are involved in that.
This year, the Cremation of Care ceremony was conducted on July 13th, the same day that Trump narrowly survived an assassination attempt. This ancient religion is entrenched within the foundations of civilization. It is the culture that created democracy.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available.
It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, August 14th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. Very happy to be here this morning. We have a lot to talk about today. We're going to get into politics. We're going to get into geopolitics. We're going to get into the obvious and, at this point, exposed purpose of the mass immigration crisis into Europe at large. I don't know if you were watching the Alex Jones show yesterday. He was going off on the migrants and talking about the fact that they're importing, what was the term that he used? Something about cavemen, calling them drunken cavemen or something. And he was talking about the fact and showing videos, and you can find it on InfoWars.com now. Videos where, like, there's television shows where they're teaching and showing 10-year-old girls, 10-year-old white girls being in relationships with grown men from foreign countries. And it's one of the things that it's so bizarre. It's so, like, outside of the realm of anything that, like, anybody can imagine happening. It's almost, like, too far to discuss. Like, it's almost too crazy. But I got to be honest, I got more videos. I got even crazier things, and I don't know if we'll be able to pull some of those together. But I don't know if I've ever seen that stuff on InfoWars, and it was interesting. It was interesting seeing it on InfoWars. It's all very weird. I don't even know if I'm going to get into that. That was just what popped up on my homepage today. And we start off the show today with a video about Bohemian Grove. Austin realized that the cremation of care happened to be on July 13th. What a coincidence that is. The day Trump was nearly assassinated. It's almost like we should start every show with a reminder about Bohemian Grove. Like, Bohemian Grove, it practically seems like old news now, right? It's like this is exposed in 2001 by Alex Jones. It's been 20 plus years that people have just known what happens there. But it's like we almost constantly need to remind ourselves the richest and most powerful people in the world come together to scream like banshees while they burn an effigy in front of a giant statue of an owl. Like, if we just start off with that as a basis of understanding and just say, okay, this is the world we're talking about, by the way, when we start talking about all of this other crazy stuff and how insane all of it is, let's just remind ourselves that the strings are being pulled by insane pagan cultists who get together and wear robes and march around with torches and diddle each other in the woods. We're run by a bunch of creepy perverts. Satan worshipers. It sort of makes everything else make a lot of sense, doesn't it? Like, if we can just start with that as a basis, I don't want to hear you say any of this stuff is far-fetched. I don't want to hear anybody say, oh, there's no way that could happen. I can't imagine. That's too fantastical. It's like, well, we live in a world where the business leaders and the politicians and the superstars and everybody, they all come together and do gay stuff in the woods as part of a satanic ceremony every year. And they have since the 1800s. So, yeah, anything's possible. Anything is possible. And it all becomes a lot easier to understand when you realize the spiritual makeup of the people that run our country. It's almost just a weird position to be in, that it's like that was exposed 20 years ago and it's just still going on and nobody cares, apparently. Like, nobody outside of us seems to think this is weird. We just sort of accept it now. Okay. All right. Great. Anyway, we got so much to talk about. I need to stop rambling. We're probably going to start off talking a little bit about old Tim Walz. We'll just get that out of the way and then move on to some of the more important topics. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 14th of August, 2024. Harris-sponsored Google ads suggest publishers are on her side, is the deceptive headline from Axios that leaves you less informed than when you started reading it. What it's saying is that the Harris campaign has been editing news headlines and descriptions within Google search ads that make it appear as if The Guardian, Reuters, CBS News, and other major publishers are on her side, Axios has found. It's common practice in the commercial advertising world that doesn't violate Google policies, but the ads mimic real news results from search closely enough that they have news outlets caught off guard. According to Google's Ad Transparency Center, the Trump campaign is not running these types of ads, but this technique has been used by campaigns before. The ads say that they are sponsored, but it's not immediately clear that the text accompanying the real news links is written by the campaigns and not by the media publication itself. So they're running ads, but the ads are news stories, and then they rewrite the headline, like the text of the ad, makes it look like the headline is approving of Kamala Harris, even though it's not. It's deceptive because these people are liars. And I think it's interesting that in this news story about the Harris campaign using this deceptive and manipulative practice, using a form of manipulation that, you know, some people have been sent to jail for. If you do it, you know, on your own, by yourself, make people think that, you know, the news is saying one thing when it's not. Like, that's, you know, I'm thinking of Douglas Mackey, Ricky Vaughn, not exactly the same, but you can be sent to jail for deceptive practices surrounding an election these days. So, but that's only if you're on your own and going for Trump. If you're a giant Democratic machine, then I guess you can do it. But it's interesting that in the article describing the way the Harris campaign is using this fake news deceptive practice to trick people, the first thing they say is, you know, the Trump hasn't done this before, but other campaigns have. So, you know, maybe he has before. We haven't checked yet. It's like, okay, thank you for telling me that Trump didn't do this, but just tell me about the bad thing that Kamala Harris did. There's something weird in the Democrat psyche where it's just like they have this ability. They can turn stories about their side doing wrong into like an accusation against Trump. It's all very typical. Meanwhile, Ilhan Omar wins primary after squad sees major losses. So she's ended the squad's losing streak. She's clinched victory in a closely watched primary after two losses for the progressive squad. She beat back a more moderate challenger on Tuesday, capping off a series of primaries facing the progressive squad that has been the target of millions of dollars from pro-Israel groups. And I'm neutral on this, I guess. Yeah, congratulations to Ilhan Omar, overcoming Israel's influence in a foreign country attempting to rig our elections, doing so successfully with millions upon millions of dollars to the opponents of Israel and the American government. I guess I'm sort of torn here because, well, it's just America is just a battleground for foreign interests. Like, you've got this district that was just handed to a bunch of Somalians. Like, they just brought in hundreds of thousands of Somalians, put them all in one district. We're like, here, this is your Congress seat now. You can put whoever you want and vote on ethnic, religious lines. Vote for the person that looks like you, and you'll just be in charge of this whole area. And then you'll have a congressman to not focus on the, you know, wider issues of governance of the nation, but instead is there solely to get you and your people more stuff and better advantages and, you know, your particular interests. So in a way, you know, it's just a foreign colony on American land. So my instinct is to side with Ilhan Omar because the people trying to oust her are just like not even nominally American. There's Israeli, there's Israeli people giving money for the benefit of their country to try to oust this person. And I would rather have the people that live here choose their leaders outside of that influence. But I don't feel like she's particularly American in the first place. So it's like a wash, I guess. Meanwhile, Ukraine is advancing deeper into Russia, Zelensky says. Ukraine attacked Russia with 117 drones. Biden says the incursion is a real dilemma for Putin. Russian National Guard beefs up security at nuclear plant. Russia fighting intense battles in Kursk, bloggers say. Ukraine said on Wednesday its forces had advanced further into Russia's Kursk region in the biggest foreign incursion into Russia since World War II, posing a dilemma for President Vladimir Putin, according to U.S. President Joe Biden. Thousands of Ukrainian troops rammed through the Russian border in the early hours of August 6th into Russia's western Kursk region in what Putin called a major provocation aimed at gaining a stronger hand in possible future ceasefire talks. Well, we can only hope. We can only hope that this is, again, like I said in the first place, some sort of face-saving measure by Ukraine so they can actually enter into peace talks, not totally empty-handed. But it seems much more likely that this incursion is simply the beginning of a wider, expanded, and more disastrous war. And we'll talk about an InfoWars story here in just a second. Basically, Biden has admitted that U.S. NATO troops have come in direct contact with Russian troops, which is insane and horrifying, but happening, whether we like it or not. Meanwhile, in America, Haitian migrant accused of raping disabled teen in Massachusetts arrested again after being released on $500 bail. A Haitian migrant charged with the rape of a 15-year-old disabled girl in Massachusetts has been arrested again after he was previously released on a $500 bail after the suspected crime took place at a hotel in Rockland, Massachusetts. According to Fox reporter Bill Malugin, ICE has arrested Corey Alvarez, 26, who came into the U.S. using the Biden-Harris administration's immigration parole program for Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans. Alvarez was previously released when a court did not honor an ICE detainer filed against him in Massachusetts. In a press release, ICE confirmed that Alvarez was arrested by Enforcement and Removal Operations Boston on August 13th near his Brockton residence. Customs Border Protection admitted Alvarez into the country illegally on June 26th, but he violated the terms of his admittance, ICE said. Alvarez remains in ERO custody. But he was let out. He was bailed with a $500 bail. Pretty incredible. He was supposed to be with a sponsor from New Jersey, but ended up in a hotel with other migrants in Rockland where the rape occurred. He was initially arrested on March 13th and pled not guilty to one count each of aggravated rape of a child with a 10-year age difference. And they said, you get out of here. Give us $500 and get out of here, you. Arrested crossing the border, arrested again, arrested after raping a disabled girl. Let out with $500 bail, arrested a third time. You just got to think about all of the man hours and all of the effort put into this. I mean, who knows? I know deportation processing typically takes like $10,000 a person. Because you think about the judge's time and the lawyer's time, and it adds up. It starts to add up. So, just so you're clear, I mean, I would guess, I don't know, American taxpayers have probably paid $100,000 for the privilege, you know, we've paid for the ability for this retarded criminal to rape disabled girls. So just let's just remind, it's not just the human cost, the cost of the crime and the vicious activity. It's also just the sheer cash cost of putting our police officers' lives in danger to go arrest violent criminals over and over and over again when we could just put them to work. We could be very merciful and just lock them away forever. We got more stories about immigration today as well. It's been a wild 24 hours in the immigration front. Meanwhile, American Society of Plastic Surgeons calls efficacy of child sex changes into question, breaks from gender-affirming approach. Yes, folks, the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, representing 11,000 members or over 90% of those working in the field in the U.S. and Canada, has raised concerns over surgical sex change for minors, telling a Manhattan Institute fellow, Lior Sapir, that the, quote, existing evidence base is viewed as low quality and low certainty. Amazing, isn't it? This is probably the first, you know, society like this to actually break from the zeitgeist and the presumed, you know, accepted medical efficacy of gender transition, which is crazy, which is just crazy. How is anybody with even, I mean, you don't need medical training. You don't need to be a doctor. You don't even need to be a scientist. You don't even need to be particularly interested in the topic. It is prima facie. It is in your face. It is obvious. Genitally mutilating children is not a cure for anything. Okay? Does this have to be explained? Do we really have to? The Pediatric Society, Medical Society, and probably the Heart Society and the Hair Regrowth Society, they are all on board with permanently mutilating children who have psychological issues. What? Like, this is, I don't know. This is one of those things that it's like, how do you fix a world where every major establishment medical institute is promoting not just something that is delusional beyond explanation, that's, as I said, just on the face of it, absurd, absurd. Which would be one thing, but the absurdity in this case results in permanent physical mutilation of children. So it's like, it'd be one thing if they just had some, I don't know, some belief that just didn't make any sense. Like in the UK, it's now, as of today, the NHS is required to ask men if they're pregnant before x-raying them. You know what? That's nonsense. Just like transgender children, genital mutilation surgery. It is scary that the instant somebody even hinted at this coming up, the entire room didn't bust out in laughs and then fire the person, right? It's amazing that it somehow makes it all the way through every level of our society to the point that it's now like a law in Britain that nurses have to go, and are you pregnant by any chance? And the man sitting there just has to be like, no. Like, okay, great. Check the box. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy that it got to that place. But you know what? Pretty harmless. Pretty Excuse harmless me, in the full mix of things.
Do you have a little bugger up your butt?
Yeah.
Before we do this x-ray?
any tumors that are living inside of you? Yeah, it's a... But you know what? It's a quick question. It's a checkbox on a form. It's absurd. It's retarded. It makes no sense. It is baffling. I mean, truly baffling. But, you know, what's the harm? What's you ask a guy if he's pregnant, he says no. Okay. You ask him if he can fly, he says no. You know, like, whatever. Ask him a question where the answer is obviously no. What's the harm? In this case, the harm is, and I will say it for like the fifth time in the last 5 minutes, permanent genital mutilation of children. So it's wild. It is wild that this is the case. And we've covered it in the last few months. More and more studies have come out. Not only is gender reassignment surgery not effective at curing the symptoms or the you know, effects of gender dysphoria, it makes it worse. You're more likely to commit suicide after a transgender affirmation surgery. You are more likely to be oppressed. You're more likely to suffer psychological issues after the surgery.
Yeah, but you're less likely to have an orgasm.
Oh, it's a 0% chance. Actually, they're on record. They're like, trans surgeons are like, yeah, the people I've done the surgery, they've never achieved sexual climax ever in their lives. It's like, okay, so you're just robbing children of their ability to ever in the future experience the act of physical love. Incredible. And just everybody agrees on this. If I just felt like it was easier to nod along, I guess. I guess it's typical of an InfoWars story where it's like, this is good news. It's good news that a single society of, you know, physicians decided to break from the universal and monolithic insanity that has consumed the rest of the medical industry. That's good. That's good that they broke away. It's crazy that they had to. It's troubling that it got to this point. And it's one of the things I feel like I've explained so many times, but if you don't understand the basis of this and the way that this all works, we don't even have time to get into it. It used to be called gender dysmorphia, now it's gender dysphoria. And the idea is that you're suffering, you're being caused pain because of something happening in your mind. And it was a change from your mind is out of whack with your body, and therefore that's causing you trouble. And so we need to fix your brain to be okay with the body that you're in, because that's reality, to being flipped around completely to where they say your body is out of whack with your brain, so we have to fix your body to be in line with your brain. It seems like a subtle distinction, but it keeps it as a medical diagnosis, a psychiatric diagnosis, psychological, you know, issue that can therefore be charged to the insurance companies, and you perform a physical intervention to deal with a mental illness unlike anything else in the world. But it's these rhetorical games, and it's the way these syndromes are named and these pathologies are categorized that allows them to push this as if this is a medical intervention for a medical problem rather than a psychological issue that cannot be solved by physical mutilation. And again, how they got away with this, how it got to this point, is truly beyond belief. And that's all I have to say about it. I mean, that's it. So the plastic surgeons are saying, yeah, no, this isn't really the case. You don't actually have long-term benefits from this. And actually everything that we're pretending to cure gets worse if we do this intervention. So it's not like, you know, it's like treating somebody who has depression with a flamethrower. Like, yeah, they have depression, and so we hit them with a flamethrower for a few seconds. Now they're severely burned and have no hair. Their depression is worse, and they have massive physical ailments at this point. That's what we're doing. And it's like, oh, look, a medical institute broke away from the consensus that we should burn people with depression with the flamethrower to cure them. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're back, folks.
All right. We got a lot to get into. Immigration. War between Israel and Iran. U.S. and Russia. Do this real quick. We'll do this real quick because this is pretty interesting. I think this is pretty interesting. From Variety, J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk have both been named in a criminal complaint filed to French authorities over alleged acts of aggravated cyber harassment against Algerian boxer who was newly crowned Olympic champion Emane Khelif. So yeah, the man that was competing in the women's boxing tournament, who first, you know, people were aware of him when the Italian boxer dropped out after 30 seconds, saying there's no way I can do this. You're making me fight a man. And the headlines were all like, boxer previously disqualified for, you know, previously disqualified from other boxing championships for having a male level of testosterone. That's how they described it. And apparently now this person is suing multiple people, J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk included, for talking about this. On August 13th, the National Center for the Fight Against Online Hatred contacted the OCLCH, Central Office for the Fight Against Crimes Against Humanity and Hate Crimes, Crimes Against Humanity and Hate Crimes, for being like, yeah, that's a dude. That person boxing in the Olympics is a dude. And the funny part is, people, so this person won the gold. And when they did, there were all these posts being like, what's his name again? Emane Khalif. Like, Emane Khalif shows her haters, you know, didn't let the haters stop her to get the gold. It's like, no, the haters think she's a man. So her winning gold, not exactly disabusing them of that idea. It's not like they're upset. It's like, no, obviously you're going to win. You're going to win gold because you're a man. It's like, yeah, but she won the gold. So, you know, stick it up your butts, haters. And it's like, no, obviously she's going to win gold. That's sort of the point that we're making, actually.
He won the gold.
He won the gold. Doesn't prove us wrong. It's the opposite, actually. The lawsuit was filed against X, which under French law means that it was filed against unknown persons. That ensures the prosecution has the latitude to be able to investigate against all people, including those who may have hidden hateful messages under pseudonyms, said Bowdy, the lawyer. The complaint nevertheless mentions famously controversial figures. J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk are named in the lawsuit, among others. Adding that Donald Trump would be part of the investigation, Trump tweeted, so whether or not he's named in our lawsuit, he will inevitably be looked into as part of the prosecution. Okay, Trump did not tweet anything about this person on X, for sure. But I don't even think he said anything anyway. This person, Caliph, has been... Scientifically, this is not a man fighting a woman. You know, you can tell what the truth is by these little, there's usually like one word. There's like one or two words. They're the weasel words. And they tell you what the truth is. See, if this statement were true, they would not need the word scientifically. When they say scientifically, this is not a man fighting a woman. Well, if it wasn't a man fighting a woman, you would say this is not a man fighting a woman. When you have to add the word scientifically, well, now we're in the weeds. There's another one like this. Oh yeah, there's headline after headline about Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of Britain. And it's like, no, Keir Starmer did not directly stop the prosecution of the rape gangs in Rochdale. And it's like, well, why'd you put the word directly in? Why'd you put that word in there? Because he did have a hand in it. He just like gave orders to somebody who then did it. And so there's like a degree of separation. So you add the word directly and you leave people with the impression that he didn't have anything to do with shutting down the investigation. But in reality, he did. It's these little weasel words: directly, scientifically, technically. And the important thing about this is you've got these laws being passed and enacted right now all over the European Union with the Digital Services Act, but you're seeing the way that it's happening in the just brutal crackdown of UK citizens being sent to prison for chanting or for tweeting something that only 9 people see. And right now this is being used in a variety of different ways, but especially by the state for cracking down on dissent. And labeling dissent as hate and, you know, therefore justifying censorship in whatever form you want it to take. And this is now being sort of expanded to the personal level. This person has not been attacked. This person has not lost job opportunities because of this, right? They haven't lost sponsorship deals because of the tweets that were made. There was no, you know, monetary damage that was done. It was just offense. It was just, he didn't like what people were saying about him. So now he's suing them. And whether or not the case goes to trial or whether they have to defend themselves or whatever, it's a burden on people who choose to point out the obvious. And we're setting up, and in this case, you're seeing it in a global manifestation. We've got an Algerian guy filing things in a French court to go after an American company run by a South African and a UK author. It's like global silencing of the obvious because it offends the liars. And we have a video of this person, I believe. Did I put it in here? Or did I forget to? Because again, in this video, okay, clip number 7. Here's a statement from this Algerian boxer about how it is suing J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk. And again, look for weasel words. Think about the way that people would say things if what they were saying was true and compare it to how they actually express themselves. Clip number 7. Here is Algerian boxer Emain Khelif. As the question of whether I qualify or not, whether I am a woman or not, I have made many statements to the media saying that I fully qualify to take part in this competition. So let's pause it right there. Would a woman ever say that? If this was a woman, is that what they would say? I think you could experiment with this. I think you could find an athlete and say, are you really a woman? And if they're really a woman, they'll say, yes, I'm a woman. What? Yes. How dare you? Right? What they wouldn't say is, technically, I qualify for this competition. Okay? That's as good as no. Just say no. Just say no. Are you a woman? Well, how offensive is that? Technically, I qualify for this competition. Okay? All right, so that's a no. So that means no, because if you were a woman, you'd say, yes, I'm a woman. If you have to say, technically, I qualify for this competition as your answer, that's a resounding no in my book. Let's go back to him. I'm a woman like any other woman. I was born a woman. I've lived as a woman. I compete as a woman. There's no doubt about that. Well, no, there is doubt about that. There are enemies of success. That is what I call them. They are just enemies of success. And it gives my gold medal an extra special taste because of their attacks. Yeah, that's what it is, folks. And you can tell because, you know, J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk, we all attacked every gold medal winner because it's just winning that we hate. What?
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. And it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day. But she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take 3 or 4, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big 4 horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% curcuminoid. It's organic spearmint sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your grandma died all alone in the hospital. Your wife was fired over a mandate. Your teenage son has heart problems. You lost your business. They kicked you off of social media. Your two-year-old was forced to wear a mask. And now they want you to forget about the whole thing. Oh, hell no. We will never forget.
Jones.
Recently, which is sort of contradictory to what we keep hearing in the news. Everybody constantly talking about trying to lower temperatures, trying not to let things expand out into a wider war. Everybody, of course, knows what a disastrous global catastrophe it would be if Iran and America and Russia and China all got in on this. And so, of course, that's what they say, trying to simmer things down, trying to calm things down, trying to limit escalation. We hear it over and over, and yet every single time it escalates. And pretty much every single time it's Israel pressing the gas pedal. And it really does feel like deliberate provocation. It really does seem like trying to separate two dogs that are fighting each other and going at it. And just when you've got them separated and you're thinking that they might be able to calm down, Israel just pokes its head in the room and throws a stake on the floor and backs out. And it's like, okay, why? But why, though? But why are you doing this? Why? And I really have innumerable stories about this. The ultimate upshot of it is that we are gearing up for war with Iran. Three U.S. Navy warships near the Middle East on the way to the region. We have a massive deployment of ships off the Mediterranean coast. U.S. Navy is rapidly moving additional forces to the Middle East as the region remains on high alert, bracing for a potential attack on Israel by Iran and its proxies. Iranian officials have vowed to take revenge over the recent assassination of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders, both of which have been blamed on Israel. And fears continue to grow that any retaliation from Tehran and its proxies could plunge the Middle East into more violence. I'm telling you. Just the way they say things. It's just all... Does anybody else see this? Does anybody else just see the subtle phrasing that takes place, or does it just go right by most people? Because it's not insubstantial. Like, this makes a difference on the way people interpret things. In other words, it's a different idea when you say Iranian officials have vowed to take revenge over the recent assassinations of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders by Israel, and fears continue to grow that any retaliation. That's a very different thought than Iranian officials have vowed to take revenge over recent assassinations of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders, both of which have been blamed on Israel. It's subtle, but it's there, and it's everywhere, and it's annoying. Little subtle ways of phrasing things. They didn't say Israel didn't do it, but that's sort of the implication. That the assassination of Hamas and Hezbollah, maybe it was somebody else. Maybe it wasn't Israel, right? Maybe it was one of the other actors in the region that has a track record a mile long of assassinating Hezbollah and Hamas leaders and are at war for the specific and well-expressed purpose of killing the leadership of Hamas and Hezbollah. But can they not just say Israel assassinated these people? Well, it's not that big of a deal. Well, then just say it. Then just say Israel assassinated these. Why wouldn't you? Why is there always this subtle, you know, obfuscation of you know, who did this? Anyway, we'll keep going. I just
but in like 4 years, there's going to be like a movie about like how the Israelis like selectively and methodically like assassinated like the bad guys.
I know. Does Israel even deny that they assassinated? Like, clearly they assassinated them. Obviously. I mean, what? Who else would it be? Maybe it'd be America, but like, that's Israel. I mean, you know, it's just these subtle little things that just infuriate me. Trying to get the news, and they have to just like use this little dishonest. It's like there's not even a purpose. Like, clearly Israel did these assassinations. It's not actually tricking anybody. But it's like they can't help themselves. It's like there's some sort of physical limitation that doesn't allow them to just admit that Israel carried out assassinations. They just can't do it. And it's like, why not, though? Everybody knows they did it. So, like, why are you insinuating that it's being blamed on Israel? It was Israel. Okay. All right. Facing this possibility, the Pentagon has deployed several military assets to the Middle East this month to defend Israel and the U.S. troops in the region. Most recently, on Sunday, the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin directed a submarine to the Middle East in order to carrier strike group to accelerate its transit to the region. With these forces on station, they're set to join a wide range of existing naval capabilities in the Middle East and Eastern Mediterranean that were already deployed in response to various conflicts and crises. And again, I mean, there's the number of ships and American men right now patiently awaiting their orders from Israel is astonishing. And we are clearly gearing up and prepared for and sending the signals that we will be in war with Iran if Iran chooses to do anything. So what's Israel been up to? Well, they bombed a school with a bunch of kids in it. Initial Euromed monitor investigation finds no evidence of military presence at site of Tabin school massacre in Gaza. So no proof or indication of any military operations or combatants at the Tabin school in Gaza City, whose prayer hall Israel targeted in a brutal massacre that claimed the lives of over 100 Palestinians. Quite the contrary, the location seemed to be a series of narrow buildings with sections open to each other and lacking any equipment, where dozens of Palestinian families had taken refuge after being forcibly displaced from their homes, some of which have been seen, which have been since completely erased from the civil registry. The Euromed monitor field and legal team carried out a survey and preliminary investigation at the Tabin school, which was providing shelter to over 2,500 displaced people in Gaza City. The team gathered data, recorded statements of witnesses and survivors, surveyed the location following the attack. According to all information and testimony, there were no military gatherings or centers at the school, and it was never used for military objectives. Survivors testified that the school was providing shelter to hundreds of children whose families felt safe there. But it doesn't matter. Because Israel said they thought it was Hamas. So, you know, all the children have to die. So they just mass murder hundreds of children and families sheltering because their houses were, you know, previously bombed by Israel. It's just a giant machine of death predicated on nothing, achieving nothing. And doing it right out in front of everybody. It's horrifying. from Jacobin.com, Israeli prisons are a giant torture machine. A new Israeli human rights report showed that Palestinians held in Israeli prisons and detention centers during the war on Gaza are subject to torture, sexual abuse, violence, humiliation, starvation, sleep deprivation, and denial of medical care. They're operating as a system of torture camps. Palestinians have made claims about this for months. And of course, the October 7th raid was ostensibly to free Palestinian prisoners. So it's not like this started on October 7th. But there's a report from an NGO titled Welcome to Hell. It's a quote from an Israeli soldier. Hell is no exaggeration. And we can get into the nitty-gritty details, but, you know, it's all just horrifying and relentless. Israeli's media coverage of the rape of Palestinian detainees shows support for sexual violence in service of genocide. So, you know, what could be worse than rape? Rape as a tool of eradicating a people. Israel's drama around the investigation of 10 soldiers suspected of gang raping a Palestinian detainee at the ST torture facility keeps reaching new lows. The reaction from Israelis, not just on the right, but also the Israeli mainstream, has revealed a lust for sadistic revenge and an obsession with Hamas that is used to justify releasing all hell on Palestinians, including sexual abuse. In fact, the media coverage of events last week paints a grim and revealing picture of Israeli society. It began when Israeli Channel 12 broadcast a report concerning the gang rape case. The report features a segment from the security camera that caught the rape taking place, with three soldiers holding their shield up to obscure the crime from the camera. They knew exactly what they were doing. But beyond the harrowing aspect of the act itself was Channel 12's report. A full fourth of the four-minute report dedicates itself to the scrutiny of whether the detainee was a Nukba Hamas member, an elite fighter who participated in the October 7th attack. Such a focus reflects an obsession. It suggests that people deserve to get gang raped and have objects inserted into themselves, but some less so. It's like, look, a prisoner is being gang raped to the point where they have to go to the hospital. And it's like, yeah, but what did they do? Yeah, but what did they do, though? Iran takes European nations to task. We do not need your permission to retaliate against Israel. Germany says that Israel's massacre at Gaza school justified in self-defense. You know, this school I just told you about with the hundreds of children and no military installation, that was justified according to Germany. Israel has a right to defend itself. We'll be right back.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
Oh,